This is Passport to Texas. Texas is home to hundreds of bird species, and Texas Parks and Wildlife TV producer Alan Fisher explains how a couple of segments in March programming are for the birds.
We are featuring a story on quail. Northern bobwhite quail are in decline across the U.S., faring better in Texas than some places, but it's still a concern. And we meet with some landowners and biologists who are trying to help the quail stay around.
Across the South, bobwhite populations have been declining for several decades.
As with most birds, the quail question is really a question of habitat.
Quail need to have a place where they can roost, they need a place to nest, they need a place for cover from hawks or any other type of predator.
I'd like to welcome you all to Estereona Grande State Park.
The World Birding Center locations in the Rio Grande Valley are some of the best places to view birds anywhere in America, and there are nine parks that make up the World Birding Center. Estereona Grande is going to be featured in the end of March.
In the park, we have approximately 216 bird species reported. On just a regular day, you can sit on this deck for an hour or two and easily spot 30 to 40 species of birds.
It is a small park with a whole mess of birds.
Thanks, Alan. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for boat ramps in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.